Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Hey, happy National Athletic Trainers Month, the month of March. These invaluable individuals, there shouldn't be a school playing any competitive sport without an athletic trainer being involved. A very, very talented group, so congratulations. Great doubleheader today, Suzanne Gray. She's an author. She's the owner and founder of Right Fit Sports, fitness and wellness for youth and adults, and those with disabilities. So she's returning. And then Mike Andrews, a colleague of mine over four decades, one of our country's elite trainers in so many respects. He's also now the medical fitness director and founder of his Restore Fit. So that's going to be exciting. And then the sports doctors in and your emails, upcoming shows. First, let's welcome back Suzanne Gray. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure. Enjoy it.
I'm excited. I wanted to talk to you about your attention besides your groundbreaking insistence on exercise being included in the world of disabilities, and specifically autism, and the other areas of wellness and fitness that you deal with. I know that you also spend a lot of time in the youth world. You've had champions. My second guest, your colleague, Mike Andrews, we worked with some of the best athletes over the years. Talk a little bit about some of your programs, ideas in the world of the crazy world of youth sports.
Oh, I think I'd start off with what I'm finding more parents that the child isn't interested maybe in sport-specific baseball, basketball. So they're looking for just an overall physical conditioning class. Dr. Bob and I thought of, well, let's have superhero fitness training, and we'll have it on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's really growing nicely. A lot of these children from ages 7 up to about 14, are having just a little bit of fundamental functional movement issues, and we're able to fix those while they play, and they've grown the same camaraderie and confidence that you can on a sports team. So there are
alternatives. Yes, I think the importance of, you know, whether that boy or girl who's working with you is one of the school's top tennis players, or they're one of the school's top gymnasts, or they're on various traveling teams, then the idea of having, you know, functional movement, paying big attention to biomechanics, preventing injury is something that, you know, we really, really want to pay big attention to. And that's why, of course, I always ask people in our world, especially yours, when we're working with these parents or these coaches or these kids, you know, I always ask you, how's your sports psychology skills?
Absolutely, yes, and your sensitivity, and basically whether they're coming in for specialized programs or sports training, first thing they have to do is they have to get an assessment, parents have to be on board, and then we have a one-on-one talk about, you know, where we feel the child will basically get the results that they're looking for. So that assessment and goals are really key.
Yeah, sometimes those, you know, goals are high. You know, again, our second guest, your longtime colleague and mine, you know, Mike Andrews, he used to make tilt boards for my young figure skaters decades ago when we were working balance and stability before anybody really knew how to spell it, and really paying attention to these fundamentals, because already we see in young adolescents, these kids are serious, the boys and girls, whether they're playing softball, whether they're playing volleyball. For years, you've seen some of my top figure skaters at Right Fit. And Suzanne's in Illinois. as is Michael, and she's in Willowbrook, and she's in LaGrange. Talk a little bit about your attention at Right Fit to the disability world.
Well, that started many years ago when I was giving a talk in Florida. The man came and asked me if I would ever consider writing a book, and so we started out with youth on the autism spectrum, and from there we developed a program that can be really utilized for any child or adult with a mental or physical challenge. Again, starts with the assessment, and then we provide a beautifully structured, disciplined environment that they can excel, and we can improve some of these physical deficits that are clearly evident.
Yes, I always felt, Suzanne, that this was a powerful, powerful direction you were in. You know, you were on my radio show 15 years ago when we were in the studio in WDCD. We love them over there at College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. And again, the idea that exercise, structured, effective exercise at all sorts of levels, almost always is extremely helpful, whether it's for their ability to participate, even their attention spans, their performance in classrooms, the important self-image, all of these things. And I think that, you know, it's taken medicine and even physical therapy a long time to pay attention to that. What's your website that people could find out about Right Fit?
www.right-fit.com. www.right-fit.com.
You know, for you Chicago Bulls fans out there, you know, Suzanne was on the Lovables, weren't you, Suzanne?
Yeah. Yes.
Back in Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen's day?
Absolutely, yes. He really turned the NBA around, Michael Jordan. What an incredible athlete and person.
Yes, it's just really sometimes it's a small world on that side. And then you learn real quick that you better be a real good athlete if you're going to be one of these gals in these various cheerleading areas. Some of the best athletes and least appreciated is the whole world of cheering when we're talking about how athletic, you know, that some of these kids have to be. And again, the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries. This is why I co-wrote the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. This is why I'm very excited about my colleague Joel Gray's upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Endless topics, international guests, great stuff. Listen to whatever you would like. I think it would, after 10 years, I think we have reel-to-reels or discs. Who knows? But if you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of articles we've been involved in, many of them with my sponsor, Lower Extremity Review, and their newly launched MVP Parents magazine. And one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. We get a lot of input with that. We have over 30,000 followers, very active followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. So there are a lot of education in that area that's involved with us. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Suzanne Gray. Celebrating, I think it's, I don't know, is it 15 years with Right Fit, Suzanne, or am I off by a year or two?
We'll do 16.
All right.
Very close, yeah. And want to make sure everybody knows that we have our 16th annual run, walk, and roll, Bob, in the Burr Ridge community, and roll means rollers, people in wheelchairs, people that really can benefit from getting out and, you know, the wonders of just movement and walking. So we're hoping on June 6th that we can get some of your listeners out there at any capacity.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's the new medicine, Suzanne. It's eat smarter and keep moving. and paying attention to, you know, one of the biggest areas of interest now is fall prevention. And that whole population of seniors and everybody who wants to be active. And we're all trying to stay out of trouble. How do we prevent injury? And I'm singing the song all day to these people. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected, you know, in that regard. And the fact that paying attention to these populations, you know, and I know that we've been involved in the world of childhood obesity, gosh, 20 years, longer than that. And with all the new attention and all the programs, we're still treading water. So the educational challenge is out there big time. And that's what, you know, Right Fit, you cater to all of the different communities, whatever people's level happens to be, including if your son or daughter's a top athlete, we can really, really pay attention to that. Assessment, right? Balance these kids on one foot.
You're spot on. And, I mean, we could have a child at Right Fit who's in a family where she may have Down syndromes, and truly the son is one of the best quarterbacks in the area. So some families get it, and some families need to have role models, and they can find them at Right Fit. You can find role models and certified college-educated trainers.
Yes. Again, we mentioned the epidemic, the overuse injuries, the overscheduling, the overkill of such a huge aspect. We're all familiar with the overzealous parents. We're also, and we include in the book, boy, we're paying attention to overzealous coaches, doctors. Everybody's aware of what's exploded around us in the world of youth sports. And I'm celebrating the 10th year of Evan Lysacek, who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, and was the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion. And I put orthotics in that kid's skates when he was 10 years old. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. And I'm so involved. I had two medalists, Suzanne, at the U.S. Nationals, two pairs, silver and bronze medalists, different pairs teams. So, you know, when we get some of these kids, we watch how and where they go. That's always been, as you know, one of the big, big passions of the sports doctor. And again, but your inclusion of the community in all of these different populations, I think is why you've been around for 16 years.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I've got the grandparents now. I've got the grandchildren. I've got the special needs and, you know, really basically like you, just telling people that absolutely the intervention is fitness and movement and everyone can do it.
Competitive sports is not fitness. It's part of it in a lot of ways. But if we had, you know, I wrote an article in 2008, Let's Get Them Walking. And our friend Rick Osborne with his Pull Your Own Weight and these fantastic ideas and programs that really would make a difference. But, man, when you're trying to change things in the world school systems and some of these other challenges that are done routinely, then it's usually it's good luck. Now we've got social media and, you know, the psychologists and the sports psychologists that I talk about. First thing out of their mouth is how big the mental game is. You know, whether you're trying to stick with a program, a diet, whether you're trying to bang your head against the wall, you're hoping your kid gets a scholarship, and the mental game is a big deal, and you guys pay a lot of attention to, don't you?
Oh, we absolutely do. I mean, it's down to the bare bones of really even recovery time. You know, we find
there's
a lot of overuse, and
emphasize. Yes. That's why I'm excited about CBD. We've been dealing with that, talking about it for a decade already. A safe, not a miracle worker. But one of the biggest chapters in my book, Suzanne, as you know, is youth sports and drugs. It's a huge problem. Dr. Weil, my son or daughter needs two Advil twice a day or is in practice, his ankles hurt, her knees hurt. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And having a natural... And no longer do we have to worry about getting high because it has nothing to do with that. Overuse is a very, very big deal, and prevention is something that, again, as the reality is, in adult obesity, in child obesity, we're treading water. And in the world of high-performance sports and youth sports, we've got this epidemic not only of physical overuse injuries, but again, the big mental side, the overzealous parents with crazy expectations and specialty schools. Now, there's a lot of great stuff, but there's also a lot of stuff that's a real, real challenge, which is why families benefit if their son or daughter is really got a program that can involve that whole side of things. Because again, I'm sure if you're not pulling your hair out over parents, my mistake was I didn't include in the book, Suzanne, hey, hashtag sports parents and sports grandparents.
Yeah, <You know>? See?
Left
because
it
of
out,
grandparents,
man.
A wonderful group.
It is, and it's a challenging group. And again, the world of the expense of traveling teams, of clubs, and all of these things. You know, heck, the when you see a gymnast on TV who's 15, 16 years old, or the young 15-year-old who won the U.S. National Women's Figure Skating title, you got to say to yourself, I wonder when they start. So these are the things that we want to continue to pay attention to. Again, the fitness side, to try to continue to include participation as best we can, and that niche where we're talking about, you know, can you do two things, Suzanne? Can you keep me out of injury problems and you make me a step or two quicker, then we'll love you, you know?
Yes. And that, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. We're seeing, you know, kids that are coming in with pretty high anxiety stress levels. And to get them to open up and communicate, Bob, sometimes it's a challenge. They really need to build their trust. And
absolutely,
I really see them building trust
and
the right fit.
It's two of the experts in my book, where one of the sections is Ask the Experts. Absolutely. It's a child and adult psychiatrist. You know, Rob Andrews, who runs the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, he's got a wall of gold medals because he worked with Simone Biles and all the gymnasts. Mental training, all that tremendous side of it. And the negative side is problems with weight management and eating disorders and this other kinds of anxiety. Whose goal is it, right? Is a question that many times is in the middle of it. And that's why we love having somebody like you involved in this whole world and the idea of paying attention to the 12 sides of the challenge, or is it 13? 12 or 13 sides, challenges of youth sports. Give us the website again, Suzanne, that people can find out about your books, find out about your different programs with Right Fit.
And it's www.right-fit.com, right-fit.com. And again, you can find also some information under SuzanneMGray.fit.
So, keep up your great work.
Oh, thank you.
Keep up your great work. Thanks so much for joining me. Hold on quickly. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid, What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey, sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. Hi, Dr. Bob Weil. It's the Sports Doctor. And I'm excited to have a longtime colleague, one of the leaders in youth and adult fitness, from professional to kids just being active, now into the senior population also, Mike Andrews. Mike, welcome back to the Sports Doctor. You've been on a couple of times over the years.
Well, I tell you, it's very exciting, and congratulations, Bob, on being inducted into the Fitness Hall of Fame.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike, and it's not going to be long before you'll be a colleague. That is for sure. Mike, give us some background on yourself and the journeys from when, gosh, we got together at Sports Fitness Institute and Glen Ellen and Spry and all of these exciting things, and you were making tilt boards for some of my top figure skaters. So give us some background, Mike.
Well, it's been a full circle, and yes, you're right. And I can remember when your son was just, 5 or 6 years old at Sports
Program
Fitness.
Edge.
And we were with Program Edge, and, who would have known 5 decades later, we're back working with the rehabilitation component, whether it was at Sports Fitness or at Spry, and we all aged together. So most of the colleagues that the people we work with back in the late 70s and 80s are now my clients that I'm working with now, and some even older. But it's been a full circle, taking me all the way through the medical components of orthopedic surgeries that we did at Wheaton Orthopedics, and working our way through community health and then Edwards Hospital and their corporate health, and then getting back into it.
Yes, plus, Michael, you were the strength conditioning coach of the Blackhawks back in the 80s.
I tell you, that
was we saw Doug Wilson, and I got to get you back on the orthotics wagon, with this excitement with skating. I got to get you back on the wagon. I think you have a tremendous idea with RestoreFit, Mike. I want to ask you some questions. That population of active people getting older, still wanting to do run, walk, work out, play golf, et cetera, dealing with all sorts of problems, besides physical therapy, which is after the doctor or an injury, the whole world of being able to pay attention is a great idea.
Yes. We want to think of 5 different levels of function or fitness. And typically what we look at in the area of exercise is the level 3, which is the middle of the road, the person that just wants to lose weight and fundamental get active and maybe prevent some disease, to the one that's a little bit more fit at level 4. And, of course, what we're used to with the Blackhawks is level 5, but we've neglected level 1s and level 2s, and that's what we're focusing on with RestoreFit. We're into a brand new area called Exercise is Medicine by the American College of Sports Medicine, and nobody is out there. I'm finding nobody is working with that group.
No,
and
so
it's very exciting time.
Yeah, ironically, the value and the role of the foot in sports as exciting as it was when we were working together with 10, 11, 12, and 13-year-old figure skaters doing double and triple jumps, or the volleyball players at high levels, attention to the role of the foot and stability and mechanics it's the same stuff. When we start looking at, when we are paying attention to all these knee concerns and these back problems and the importance of, like, our old colleague, Bob Guida, one of the world's great sports and kinesiotherapists, he's still 10 years ahead, Mike. I spent a decade with him, or decades, and he was always interested, work those feet, you know?
Absolutely. And for your listeners, I want to plug the April 17th, 2019 show. It's on your website. That is a monument show that you did with Bob. It's absolutely spectacular. Highly endorsed going. All your shows are spectacular on that website. But you need to listen to the April 17th show of last year.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because they go to sportsdoctorradio.com, go to radio shows, and they could buzz right over there. Thanks, Mike. That's great. You know, again, Bob Guida, who really created rubber bands and their role. When I first knew Bob, we used to go to tire companies trying to get them. And not long after that, Mike was there with us trying to get somebody who could put together the rubber bands, became very sophisticated, all sorts of rubber band resistance. And Bob's tremendous attention and Mike's to the whole idea of balance. You know, balance is the biggest word in the world now. You guys who had people standing on unstable, I have slides of you and Jim McMahon balancing on a mini tram somewhere in my archives, and John McEnroe. So the ironic amazement, Mike, that the same balance importance, whether you're working with someone who's 75 years old and you're trying to prevent falls and you're trying to keep them active, is the same stuff you would be doing with the best 13-year-old in the country I'm sending to you, because they're doing triple jumps all week.
Yes, it's even more necessary with the 75, 85, 95-year-old.
Absolutely.
Where we see a tremendous loss of proprioceptum in the bottom of their feet, but they also lose any type of mobility or stability in that foot, ankle, because they're sitting all the time. They're not upstanding. They're not moving. And, you know, it's just amazing the health risk. Dan John is a phenomenal teacher and coach out there, strength coach. And at a seminar that he did last year in Chicago, he talked about you have a greater chance of dying from falling than you do from cancer. And, you know, for 3 months of falling. And
Michael, do you have
crazy?
A website? Yes. Do you have a website?
We do. It's called
RestoreFit. What is it?
Restore-fit.com.
RestoreFit.com. Okay, that's great. You know, we want to absolutely with information. And you know, Michael grew up, we were working with the best athletes in the world. They were coming either to rehabilitate something.
Yes.
So many of them were. And even back then, when they were looking at enhancing performance, I don't know if anybody knew how to spell it then, Mike.
Do you remember the day? Remember the day that Jim Coleman, Dr. Coleman, came in with the United States volleyball team to sports fitness? Remember, you were a pioneer on getting that ankle stability, and making sure that the heel counter was strong enough. But nowadays, you got these kids running around with no shoes on, collecting all kinds of
planters
awards around
the gym.
But, you
know, Michael, I've been putting orthotics and skates for, you know, I'm celebrating Evan Lysacek. It's 10 years.
Yes.
That Evan was the United States, was the gold medalist, Olympic gold medalist in 2010 in Vancouver in the Olympics. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. 2 days
ago,
I casted it. Yes. So the
Do you remember the day we were down at the stadium with the Blackhawks? And you were putting orthotics in the Blackhawks skates. And when
Doug
was that, 1981
Wilson.
Or 1982? Wilson was the first guy.
You, the late, great Keith Magnuson.
Oh, my.
Long time ago. Doug Wilson, one of the last players who, you know, people don't remember. They didn't even have helmets.
That's
correct. When he was playing. And
that
the challenges.
Hair.
Yes. And the challenges in your role of, you know, trying to keep these guys on the ice And you always said they were some of the best athletes you ever saw. How many years did you work with those synchro teams, Michael, in figure skating? Aren't you still working with one of them?
Right. Nope, 15 years. 15 years.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Yes. And now, again, the senior population, whether they are golfers who want to try to not get hurt, and we tell all these individuals, if you haven't been active and you're looking to begin, it's so important to begin to get active or re-begin, then you need to be educated. And that's where RestoreFit, its idea makes so much sense to me. Are you still working those ankles with the rubber bands, Mike?
Every day, regardless of how old you are, how young you are, we do it. And
you got to look at the sand dune stepper. Take a look on
it.
Instagram. Yes.
Yep.
This is one of the most
innovative.
It simulates training, balancing, catching a ball, barefoot or on your socks, on almost like being on the sand. And, you know, Guida used to say, I want to work those toes and feet like Van Cliburn's hands. For those who don't know, right? Van Cliburn was a world-class pianist. I think he passed away X amount of years ago, but that was his point when he was talking about working. And those volleyball teams, you guys had them jumping and learning how to land. You had a room at Sports Performance. Remember? We had a room which was about 3 feet deep with pads so that people could, like, jump down for stability.
That's correct. And if you recall, that was a lower-level facility, and we actually had to dig a hole out that was, I think, 4 or 5 feet deep, and then so we had enough clearance vertically to be able to do those vertical jumps. You know, and today we see these trainers out there just not doing that correctly. It's really gotten a little bit out of hand compared to the painstaking things that we did to make sure the foot and the
gotten
ankle
a lot
were
out
properly.
Of hand, Michael. You know, we're going to talk more about that. It's gotten a lot out of hand, overkill and overuse in the youth sports world. And even again, when we're talking about people like you work with getting older, we'll be right back, everybody. We're talking with Mike Andrews and RestoreFit. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Hey, we stayed local for both guests. We're talking with Mike Andrews. He's a premier physical trainer at all levels. Now he's jumping in under RestoreFit. His daughter, Jeanette, is one of the world's great illusionists. I watched her doing magic when she was 4, 5, 6 years old. She was a huge Siegfried and Roy fan. Today is her birthday. I'm sure, look up Jeanette Andrews. She does work all over the world. She's really, really something. Happy birthday, Jeanette. Michael, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back.
Yes. Talk about the things that you feel when somebody is not necessarily dealing with an injury. They want to stay out of trouble, and they might be in this core area of adult fitness where there's people being, you know, pretty serious in what they're doing. You mentioned something that really caught my attention. Overkill in so many areas, making mistakes, progressing. I call it the terrible twos, doing too much, getting too aggressive. And we're still dealing with the problems and the consequences, which is all of these injury problems.
Yeah, there's two things that are really important, Dr. Weil. One is that you make sure that you go to a facility. I'm an affiliate of RestoreFit is RightFit, located in Willowbrook, and we have a facility in LaGrange. There we have trainers that are very knowledgeable on looking at the correct way to do exercises. So doing things correctly and appropriately for your fitness level. The other thing that's really important is to make sure you do have in your circle somebody like Dr. Weil, who can assess your foot and ankle, can assess your muscle skeletal structure, and has probably the premier network in the world in terms of medical fitness and also
we got a lot
functional
of them,
medicine.
You know,
yeah.
We got a lot of them as past guests, let alone past associates and colleagues like you, which is why it's so special to be dealing with you, because we grew up in that challenging world and have made a lot of tremendous inroads. And you continue, of course, to be an educator. You know, Suzanne, we just had her on at the beginning of the show. You know, we talked about how she was on with me at the old WDCB at the College of DuPage. Great jazz and blues network, and she was then making such inroads in the world of disabilities and children's problems, autism, and how valuable adding exercise was. Another pioneer, you know, it's
yeah.
great, and you have the multiple faceted facility with RightFit, so that whether you're working with the family of a high-performance young boy or girl athlete, or you deal in those crazy, that crazy world, or whether you're dealing with the huge problem of coming back from injuries after physical therapy and trying to stay out of trouble and all of these things, I think that those are key areas. And RightFit gives you that umbrella to cover all of it, don't they?
They do. And I'll tell you something else that's very special about Suzanne is that she has duplicated herself. Her son, Steve, Gray and Brad LaRock and the whole training group at RightFit are the next generation, Bob. You know, they remind me of, you know, what it was like when we were at Sports Fitness or Strive. But these
are the very best. Future guests.
Yep.
Future guests. There's tremendous new vim and vigor in so many of these particular areas. You know, one of my favorites, everybody knows it on the Sports Doctor. When I spent the weekend last month watching the United States Figure Skating Championships and having medalists in pairs, two different pairs, and Jessica Cavalang worked with me in Gaida when we were in Hillside that particular location, and as an 11-year-old, and, you know, 12 years later, cheering her on. It's such a big part of the excitement. But you got to take care of their parents, which is right where RestoreFit comes in, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's just fun dealing, you know, working with, I call it the 80s. And the 80s is one day you're, you know, in 1 hour I can work with a 14-year-old hockey player from Bennett Academy, and the next hour I can be working with a 94-year-old with Parkinson's and have, you know, 8 decades in between. And it's such a tremendous thing.
It's a key
thing
service, Michael. It's a key service. The tremendous attention that's being paid to fall prevention in the senior population is very, very gratifying to see. It's become my friends at the Physical Fitness and Balance Centers. Isn't that amazing?
There you go.
We finally got the word balance included everywhere, Mike. We've been working on it for 45 years, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very exciting, and it is. It's always, and you know, it all starts at the foot. I mean, you've been so far ahead with that, and you're still far ahead, but it starts with the foot and stabilizing the bones of the foot.
I'm down 2 weeks now, but I have the ability to bring together on the Sports Doctor so many different guests in so many different areas. I included 8 of them as part of the a chapter on Ask the Experts in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Because, again, we do have an epidemic, with all capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries as we've watched these compounding forces, younger and younger ages, year-round training programs, overkill times 10, pressures to play hurt. It's one of the biggest areas. Chapter in my book is called Youth Sports and Drugs. Half these kids, parents, I'm telling you, are living on over-the-counter pain medicines like ibuprofen and Advil and Aleve to get through the schedules. So we've got to continue to pay big attention to prevention at all levels. And again, Michael might be dealing with a 60-year-old bowling champion. He might be dealing with a 55-year-old pickleball playing 5 days a week. I'm sure you've seen plenty of those, Mike.
Yep, that's a growing area, and Suzanne Gray is really, really phenomenal with pickleball over there at Right Fit.
I remember here locally, you know, when I had on from the North Shore old orthotics patients of mine in the world of tennis, and she came in, she said, you know, my heels are bothering me again. I'm playing serious pickleball, and I looked at her like she was crazy. It's like 2 years ago. I did pickleball. I had no idea what she was talking about, and it is a rave sport, and we have a lot of seniors playing it. It's a lot of movement, changing of direction. What's the best shoe? Yada, yada, yada. I don't care who you are, what your level is. Strengthen your feet and ankles. And again, if you are a figure skater, the best figure skaters in the world, orthotics are a huge step up. We don't need pain. We're talking alignment, but we really want to combine that with the strengthening of that whole kinetic chain system. And that's, again, where people like Mike come in, where they're really talking about paying a big attention to posture. And the 80% of us are off, whether we've got pronated feet or slightly knocked knees or one leg longer than another, and we expect to maybe play tennis 3 days a week. We might be running into a problem, or as we all became joggers, and we got to get educated with people. And I'm sure you pay attention to their nutrition and all of these other, their mental game when we're talking Restore Fit, don't you, Mike?
Absolutely. You have to look at the total component of who you're working with. And, you know, nutrition or food is medicine. We need to get off the anti-inflammatories and get on to the proper type of nutrition.
Thank you, Michael. I always ask you guys, I'll ask you, how's your sports psychology skills? You've worked with the pros. You've worked with parents. You've worked with grandparents as patients or as parents of some of these top kids. How's your sports psychology skills, my friend?
I tell you what, when you work with somebody that's over the age of 60, it's just as tough as somebody that maybe was a Chicago Blackhawk that tore up an anterior cruciate ligament.
How do you like that? Really?
Over 60, they want hope, but they don't think they can repair the damage of their life and have a life in retirement. So there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot that you have to go into. And believe me, Bob, I'm a big advocate cheerleader for a lot of my clients. And if you don't do that, they're not going to progress along.
Michael,
Give
me the website again before we run out of time.
Okay, it's restore-fit.com.
Restore-fit.com. I don't care if you're the best athlete in the world, their grandmother, their relative, you can't go wrong touching base with Mike Andrews. Mike, hold on for a second. Thanks so much. Be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where I mentioned the couple of upcoming shows, the guests and topics. I answered some emails. I got to tell you something. My 4-and-a-quarter-year-old grandson, Griffin, he's had some foot concerns, some collapse of the foot. We do put orthotics in toddlers younger than that once they start walking. And so we did orthotics to him a couple of months ago. His legs were bothering him. His feet were getting, his legs were getting tired. Grandpa, my feet and legs feel great. I think you're the best doctor in the world. That was the best compliment I got. I got so excited. Griffin, we love you. But it's a good example sometimes of orthotic therapy, even on a four-year-old who might want to be carried or whose feet and legs are hurting. Many times it's foot mechanics. So I got such a kick out of that, Griffin. I love you. Next week, Dynamite Show. Rich Dubin, one of our sponsors with Lower Extremity Review Magazine, that great magazine that goes out to all the specialties, and his new exciting venture that I'm excited to be writing for and writing about, MVP Parent Magazine. Rich Dubin has been in the publishing world for 30 years. He's celebrating his 10th year anniversary with Lower Extremity Review. I'm very excited, as everybody knows, about youth sports, those challenges, and MVP Magazine is going to be in the middle of it. One of its contributors, Jill Lane, who is one of the leading experts on youth sports nutrition, serious athlete sports nutrition. She's going to be doing some articles for us with MVP, but she teamed up. We didn't know about MVP. It was in somebody's starry eyes when the two of them serendipitously teamed up a couple of years ago on The Sports Doctor. Maybe it was last year. So Jill Lane will be joining us. Following week, I've got Gary Rubens. Gary is the CEO, I think the founder of Athletes Intelligence, formerly I1 Biometrics. Excited to talk to Gary. Athletes Intelligence, all aspects of preventing concussions, identifying these kinds of problems. Jesse Harper was one of their presidents, was a numerous guest of mine in the past few years. So I'm excited to have Gary join us. And Jim Nolan. Jim is a Thrive Fitness Studios. He pays big attention to the role of fitness and physical exercise for people fighting multiple sclerosis. Dynamite guy, dynamite topic. Great shows coming up on The Sports Doctor. If you want to email me, it's drrweil, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com, written out. drrweil, sportsdoctor, written out at yahoo.com. And we throw you in the mix. I mean, we have so many different emails, great stuff. Tom says, my son's a 15-year-old cross-country runner. He's always dealing with runner's knee. We've done rehab. We do strengthening. We've got supports in his shoes. You know, Tom, supports in the shoes don't mean custom orthotics. Big difference. So I hope that's what you're talking about. If it isn't, that's where you want to go. You want to go to sports podiatry, and you want to take a real look at custom orthotics, which are made from molds of the foot. And the foot affects the knees. Foot mechanics very commonly, for example, could be a knocked knee, pronated feet, too flat, too aggressive, and torque at the knees. That kind of abuse to the tendon attachments many times can contribute, with overuse, to runner's knee. So you want to pay attention to what you call inserts in his shoes, besides what the best shoe for his foot type is, and how you've mixed in and how aggressive physical therapy has been. And if you're in physical therapy, have them pay big attention to his foot mechanics. Kelly said, are bunions inherited? You know, Kelly, you didn't give me any more information. Often, the deformity of bunions, the enlarged big toe bump on the inside of the foot, the deviation of the big toe, which can often over or underlap the second or third toe, that's the bunion deformity. It often is an unstable foot, yet you could be a great athlete and have bunions. The fact is that the foot type, many times the overpronated, collapsible foot, contributes to the development of the deformity. In my surgical career decades ago, I would have a grandma who was 70, her daughter who was 50, and her daughter who was 25, all have bunion surgery. When I got immersed in sports medicine, and athletes would say, don't talk surgery, would orthotics help? We got very aggressive with that and exercise, and it was a dramatic help. So now I pay big attention. The earlier the better with orthotics if it runs in the family. You want to pay attention to that. Surgery is done. Number one, if that area hurts, and no matter what is done conservatively, pain is there. Number two usually is shoes. Dr. Weil, we can't get into any kind of a dress shoe if we're a woman. Way down the list, number three, is the cosmetic effect of, I don't want to look at it anymore. Orthotics can be very, very helpful. Jane says, you talk about in your book, hashtag A Sports Parents, the two essential exercise concepts. My daughter's 11. She plays serious soccer. We've had some concerns with her heels. You know, Jane, the two essential exercise concepts of your son or daughter, no matter what their sport is, no matter what their level is, and no matter what their age is strengthen their feet and ankles, rubber bands. You get educated at any physical therapist how you can easily and safely, dramatically strengthen the feet and ankles. Ankle injuries are still the most common problem. Performance starts with the feet and ankles. So we work those feet and ankles. The other second exercise concept is work balance, work instability, balance on mini trampolines, tilt boards, BOSU, this fantastic new sand dune stepper. Every time you create imbalance, Bob Guide and I used to talk, call it instability training. Create instability, balance on one foot. If we put exercise sensors on you, and those exercise sensors are hooked up to which muscles they're using. You stand on a mini trampoline, every muscle and stabilizer you own will light up. And that's great training. So working balance, imagine yourself standing on that mini tram or that BOSU with shoes and without them, playing catch, taking a partial, it's high performance stuff, even for seniors supervised, working balance. So those are those two essential exercises. I don't care what your level is, what your sport is. Include foot ankle strengthening. Rubber bands is a great way to do it. Two, work balance, work instability. I used to have my young figure skaters, I still do. They watch TV, now it's smartphones. In between, they get on a balance board and they work stability. They work balance. Great stuff. Jerry says, I'm a 45-year-old walker. Are heel spurs always surgical problems? No, 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 Jerry. Surgery is rarely needed for heel spurs, 1%. Heel spurs are a symptom of long-term stretching and irritation of the attachment of the plantar fascia, which is the huge tendon on the bottom of the foot that attaches from the toes to the heel. And that area is always used, springing off one foot, even walking, let alone running and jumping and adding athletics and sports. We can cause chronic pulling and straining. Plantar fasciitis, inflammation in that area, is the number one thing I see in sports podiatry, period, in active people. And when it's persistent, it can cause bone spurs. You look at physical therapy, see podiatry. Orthotics solve 85% of those. And when you add physical therapy, it's another 10%. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to The Sports Doctor. Thanks so much, Suzanne Gray. Right Fit is one of our sponsors at The Sports Doctor, Tommy Hilfiger, School Uniforms, Lower Extremity Review. See you next week, everybody. Thank you.